You're listening to the show about crystal orbs and crystal tear ducts. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
You can cartwheel upstairs?
Yes, it's the only... I can't really run upstairs, but I can cartwheel.
I'm sure that you could participate that way. I did not see a single rule that said otherwise, and if they try to argue that there is a rule about that, I will complain in a court of law, and they will lose.
Aw, thanks, Will. You got my back.
That was a bluff, though. I'm not really a lawyer.
Thanks for the clarification.
But I'll talk enough that they'll give up. Don't worry. It'll work out anyway. I'll make them very frustrated. Remember the well-dressing guy? That's
they'll
everybody
just give
I talk
us
to when I try.
All the keys in the whole city.
Yes.
Have you ever met Eric?
Give your keys.
I think Batwack was trying to say something. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, he was. I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's weird because the video keeps blinking out and the sound
really?
Does too. So
oh,
I don't
no.
know what's going on. I was just imagining that, like, the starter pistol goes off and Rafina starts cartwheeling. And in her mind, she's, like, the fastest cartwheeler in the world and she's winning. But, like, it's like the reality might be a little different.
She's just standing there and, like, kind of tilting
yeah,
sideways.
She's like,
and then kind of tilting
yeah.
sideways.
Guys,
and kind of tilting sideways.
Just you guys wait. Just you wait.
But then when she does one cartwheel, she like zips to the top for some. It's like a portal that she. It's a
no, I picture like us here on Discord. Abby does it, and like we just like see Abby like fly away.
Oh no.
Well, that sounds like it would be
like
a good
off to
lead.
The upper right corner of the screen. Like uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, those are good leads.
That I mean, have you seen or heard about any other keys or anything? I haven't, but I think you guys are the people to find them. There was something about you when I saw you that sort of called out to me that you would
screamed
be
screamed key.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask you a question though? So your memories have just been kind of getting a little weird.
Yeah, it's like I'm in two places. Like sometimes there's not even a dam here. It's very disturbing. That's why I come here, because when I'm here, like everything makes sense. She pats the statue again.
Because I like it. It's not that I feel like I'm someplace else, but like I feel like things that I know have changed, but I know they've changed, but. I know differently now, even though I know I used to know something else and it changed. Does that make sense? That really doesn't make sense, does it?
Makes sense to me.
Oh, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I know where the other key is.
You do?
What?
Where?
Remember the university guy was wearing a key.
Oh, I knew it was going to be at the university, but I didn't remember that. Oh, very nicely done.
He's
very
delightful.
Done.
I mean, I'm sure he'd probably give that to us,
I
right?
I steal it off of him, guys. It's on a
oh,
chain.
Why didn't you just ask?
Yeah.
Because he's probably going to make us do some kind of shitty stuff.
Yeah,
well,
why don't you just ask?
All right.
You don't have to steal the key.
You're right.
Why don't you just ask? You don't have to steal the key.
Sounds excellent, mate.
I mean, maybe he'd like a lap dance. I don't know. Like,
well, I mean, as long as I don't have to do it, I'm cool with that as well.
You don't have to do anything, Will. You
Sheenie,
don't have
you
to steal
don't have
the
to do
key.
It either. No lap dance, okay? That's Gwen's
kind
job.
Of a professional here. Yeah, yeah. Kind of a professional.
Mm-hmm. Look at those thighs. Come on.
Mm-hmm. At a certain Come point, out. They can become a liability. You have to sign a waiver before that lap dance.
All right, so sooty gang, university guy, the key that I already have because I'm amazing, and what was the other one? I forgot.
The wraith.
The race. Oh yeah, that one that I, you know what, I forgot about it because I know it's not going to happen. I'm not going to win that. So
well, you're not going to do it, but doesn't mean we can't try.
Yeah, definitely.
How many of these keys can be gotten with strong thighs? That's what we need to figure out. I think we've said two, maybe three.
Probably all of them.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean the city gang. I mean,
Bathwack, how are your thighs?
What?
How are your thighs?
I don't have anything in my eyes.
Oh, good. They won't melt like that other guy did. Rafina, lift up your microphone.
Yeah, I was just trying to gesture. I was trying to do this.
Oh, that was for me. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
How did you not know that this applied to you?
I was like, Abby. I'm like pointing at my screen.
I was so focused on Bathwack. I wasn't looking. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I hate it. I hate that I have to say anything at all. I'm sorry, guys.
You have no idea how good it feels to have you guys here to do this or figure it out.
Oh, you're welcome, Eric. No, I know you're not talking.
No, it means then I have to come up with more shit. apparently this isn't just here in Bear Toggle, just so you know.
You know what just happened in Morrow's Inlet?
No, where?
Okay. Well, that's where we were just at Morrow's Inlet. I lived there for a while. So we may have killed the guy. I may have killed the guy who owned the paper factory that kind of ran the town, but like, it's like the entire town was under this like spell. And as soon as he was dead, this spell was lifted and there was no smell. And then there was this wall that was separating it and the wall was gone as soon as we killed him. And then there was an upside down dragon.
Well, that's the dragon. That's the dragon.
Oh.
So you guys did that? You saved this town from this crazy thing? You guys are perfect for this.
Oh. I never thought about it that way, but maybe we are.
Are you going to do this all through Six Rivers?
Uh-oh.
Does people need help like this all through Six Rivers?
There's apparently three other dark powers loose in Six Rivers. Doing this kind of a thing. The anglerfish.
How do you know that? Oh, this is what the anglerfish is telling you.
Unless the anglerfish is a fucking liar, which I guess could be.
Did he say anything about what those dark powers are?
No.
Great. Of course he didn't say which one.
Can you ask him?
It seemed very... No, I can't really talk to it. It just kind of happens in my mind, which is very unpleasant.
I have another question for you, though. How did you get from Worm here to here?
Well, there was a caravan that was traveling through, and okay. I sort of hitched a ride with them. There's roads you can get from Worm to here pretty easily. Just sort of curious. the main, you know, ring road in Six Rivers goes along through all the different river states.
Didn't know if we all went through the same portal via airship or something.
Oh no, I don't have enough money to take an airship.
There's definitely ways to get around from Worm to around here that aren't rivery.
Gotcha.
So you're going to do this?
Well, I don't know.
I am. I don't know about you guys.
I mean, we're going to do everything we can. Right, Will? I think it's important because I think we're still kind of entangled with what happened. With what's going on at the Amber Tamblyn, I feel like we're somehow at the center of this.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, I've had nothing to do with the Amber Tamblyn. I'm just
no, but you, by association, are tainted by us.
No.
Yeah.
No,
sorry.
But tainted me?
Yeah.
Am I tainted?
With the taint brush. I'm moving to the other corner, like circling the garden. Is there anyone here?
Give me a perception check. Guess what Bathwack rolled?
Spanakopita.
Natural 20.
Yay!
You don't know. It's the same sound for both, but listeners, it's a natural vision. 20. You don't think there's anybody around, Bathwack, but you think that Thalia is shimmering slightly.
Oh no.
What?
What?
Shimmering.
I'm gonna look twice and shake my head, rub my eyes.
Yeah.
Still shimmering.
Now that you see it, yeah, it's hard to miss.
All right, I'm gonna walk closer and see if it changes.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Will.
Hmm.
Look carefully at Thalia. Do you notice anything?
Do I notice?
He points it out, and once he points it out, yes.
Ugh, do I have to say yes? Does that mean I'm involved in this situation if I say yes? But yes, I do. What does that mean?
She's shimmering, and she also seems, just in terms of her mood, she seems relieved.
Oh, no. Wait, is she going to die or something? Look at her. She looks all at peace. Is she going to die that old guy in the other village? Don't die, lady!
What? Don't die?
I don't know. You look very at peace. Stop it.
Well, I am. Like, this has been, like, pulling my mind apart for the past few weeks, and maybe now that you guys will take care of it, like, it's like, it's on
yourself?
You.
Do you see yourself? Do you see yourself? I shake my hand at her body. Look at yourself.
And she looks down. She's like, what's happening?
Did you have a crystal that got absorbed in you too?
No, I didn't have a crystal. And she like spins around and like is trying to like look around her. And when she turns, you see like there's this with the shimmering. If you had kind of noticed this before earlier in the day when she ran away on her back, there's this symbol of a waterfall that's like shimmering in and out of focus. And she's like, maybe am I going, where am I going back? Is this where? Are you guys, guys, please,
do you know what,
take care of this.
No.
What's that waterfall?
What?
On your back.
I don't, what are you talking about?
Don't you know about the waterfall? Oh.
And then the shimmering intensifies, and she's like just this like quivering, like shimmery blur.
Have you heard about Divoli before?
What?
Divoli,
and you are having trouble hearing because you're all hearing this sound of roaring water.
Oh my god.
Just going, as the shimmering blur sort of intensifies. And she reaches out to put like a steadying hand on the statue. And as this blur hand touches it, the blur disappears and the cuts off.
Whoa.
And she's gone?
Mm-hmm.
No, pink-haired lady, no! What do you mean she went somewhere? What? Went somewhere and like this?
That, well, have you guys seen this before? No.
Well, maybe we can go back too.
But we don't know what's...
Maybe we're in the wrong place.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I have to pee.
From that, because of that noise, the roaring
There's
water.
There's a fountain right there. No.
There's a fountain.
That sound makes me want to pee, too. Over there.
Oh, man. I'm going to wet my pants.
Okay, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. Okay, let's take a break.
Okay,
bye. All right, where were we? Oh, yeah.
She disappeared.
What? Where'd she go? What? When you do that, usually means like, I've seen this before and it sucks. Have you seen this before? Does it suck?
I don't know if we've seen this before, but that other guy died and now she disappeared. And basically,
what other guy?
The other guy from the fish town. After he told Dew some information, he disappeared, and he had the same... Well, he didn't disappear. He died. We didn't follow up,
What did he die
though.
Of?
Maybe he disappeared later. I don't know. Maybe he died of disappearing. I don't know. I was not paying enough attention. I didn't care that much, because at the time, it was just a stupid gnome village that was disappeared. But now that it might apply to me, I care a little more.
Did he have pink hair?
So like, okay. So you said there was another guy who told you information somewhere, and then he died.
Yeah.
Like he just up and died.
Yeah.
Okay. Then she just told us this information. Did the guy in the other town, was he having like memory weirdness too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the same. It's the same. He was having the same thing. Apparently, that's what he told Do. I wasn't there. Didn't care. Was probably doing something way cooler. But he was talking to this old guy, and apparently, the old guy remembered two things. And at the time, it didn't seem like it was even a thing, but now I witnessed it with my own eyes, so I guess it's really a thing. We've got the double memory thing. Now you're remembering things differently.
What if these people were put here to tell us these things, and they've finished what they need to do?
Oh, no. What do you mean by who?
So they go back to their time, and then maybe if we find the Aeonian anglerfish or get rid of these other dark powers here in Six Rivers that are apparently here, maybe like things will get normal for us. Like my memories won't be all like weird and crystals.
There's only one way to find out. Let's go.
Where, Rafina?
I think to the hotel. I think we need to rest because I need to be able to fashion Bathwack a shield, and I have to at least pass the night in some fashion,
Rafina,
in order to do that.
It might be a good idea for us to buy Bathwack a shield at like a weapon place. Okay, you can crochet whatever you want to put on the outside of the shield to make it fabulous. I agree.
Bathwack
needs a little more pizzazz.
Wounded. I am wounded. I can fashion him one out of stone. Don't you worry.
But if the stone isn't like enchanted or something. It's like all these fancy adventurers. Rafina, don't you have some kind of magical costume or something? I don't know. What makes us so hard to hit? It's got to be magic. So if we just give him a stone thing, is it going to work?
It's going to be stone from that stupid temple we were in. It's going to be very ironic shield.
Whoa.
What temple?
The one where the lady was so rude.
Oh my god, you took stone?
Yeah, the Bahamut temple? Yeah.
Oh man.
That's hilarious.
Wait, did you
really
steal
like
something?
I was trying to, but it was so freaking austere, there was nothing to take. But I'm just going to go back and take a chunk out of the doorway. It's fine.
That sounds great. I love this idea. Actually, we don't need to shop, right, Bathwack? She can make you a stone shield out of an old door or something.
Or he can have two shields. It's fine.
Okay, yes. Let's buy him a shield in the meantime. I wink at Bathwack because sounds like Rafina has gotten through. Yes, she wants to do this and also acknowledges that maybe we should buy you a professional shield, but I like the thought that counts gift as well. I think that's very classy, Rafina. Let's go. I mean, what do you think? Should we go get Bathwack a shield? Should that be what we do?
The shield that I'm not using, I can put in Captain Clockface's hand.
Hey!
It's like almost 10 o'clock, though, right? It's time for nighty-night.
Well, I don't sleep anymore. I'm up all night.
But we have two hotel rooms. We're not even going to go in them at night.
Oh, listen, I'm going to go to my hotel room. Hotel rooms are used for so many things, Rafina, not just for sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Shimi.
But there aren't any shields there.
Well, why don't we go back to the hotel? We can go through High Ground. Because I thought there were a lot of shops there. And we can see, I mean, I know it's late, but I don't know, Rafina, how, like, is Bear Toggle a kind of town that closes?
It's late, and I heard of something called the Scarlet Market, which sounds more fun for the likes of me. I don't know about anyone else.
It's on.
It's
a puppet show. And it's on the way to the Warrens, so I'm not tired. We should go to the Warrens, too.
I would love to check out Hands and Fingers.
Hands and Fingers. Holy shit. Yes, I agree. That's the puppet show in front of the strip club, right? Absolutely. I am so excited for that. So, I mean, I think we have a bunch of... Bathwack, do you feel safe without a shield walking around? I mean, do I feel safe with a 3-foot bodyguard with no shield?
Hello, I'm here.
I didn't know I was hiring you to be my bodyguard, Gwen.
Well, no, I'm not your bodyguard, but I'm saying, like... I mean...
Will you guard my body?
You've seen me fight, right?
But that's not answering the question. Will you guard my body?
There's nothing to be afraid of, Will.
I know there's nothing to be afraid of, but I'm still relying on you to get me all the way across this never-ending hellscape that is Six Rivers until we can actually get to Tivoli.
And yet, Will, I will guard your beautiful body.
Okay. What was that song or sound, Rafina?
Rafina was just sort of rolling her eyes. Not at the beautiful body part, just at the insistence of constant constant bodyguarding.
Rafina, I mean Annie Parr. Will, listen.
I don't have a shield. It's no big deal. It's really fine.
Well, then why? You just don't use a shield now? Is that part of the situation you've got going on? I point to the invisible crown on the top of my head.
What are you talking about? No, I would have loved to keep my shield, but it's not essential.
What's going on, Bathwick? Are you going to become like a pacifist now? Is that what's happening? You have a peace coming over you right now that's concerning. I just clapped at my own joke. But I am concerned.
I'll protect you, Will.
What'd you say?
I'll protect you, Will. Our contract hasn't changed.
Right. But if you're a pacifist and someone's going to punch me in the face, I don't think that that's going to do anything, right? You're just going to stand there and be like, maybe we should all get along. And you know me, I'm going to have some people that probably want to punch me in the face while we're here.
I'm contractually obligated to not punch you in the face right now.
I'm not talking about you! I'm talking about other people! Jeez, Bathwick, you couldn't even reach my face. Oh, and I dance out of the way. Ooh, try to get me! Try to get me!
I'm pretty sure that what's going on is Bathwack is 3'6" tall and has no shield. And yes. Now Will's like, oh, he's a total weakling.
Yes! Will is teasing him because he is basically like, I thought we were going to get you. Like, you have to be armed in order to be a satisfactory bodyguard. And Bathwack's just
armed.
Like, I don't know. Yeah, I know, but a shield is part of that. Listen, now out of character, I hate you too! No, I'm just kidding. No, it's just funny that we're having the same argument out of character that we were just having in character.
Wait, oh, I was still in character, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, fine.
KT's always in character, so
now
it's
KT really hates me. Yeah, but
no. God, there could never be any way for me to do that.
Just like Will could never hate Bathwack.
Oh,
Nino.
Nino. Nino, Nino.
Nino, Nino.
I can't do the Homestar voice.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, Bathwack's not in a huge hurry to get a shield, but he does feel strange. Like, you know, he's carried the shield around for a long time.
Yeah, so that's happening. I don't know what we've agreed upon or what makes sense as far as the map, but I would not mind going and getting back a shield out of character, and Will obviously has said so in character.
Where would we go, Rafina, to buy a shield?
Well, I don't know if everything is closed at this time of night in this new and not improved Bear Toggle, but we would probably need to go back to Tinkertown-ish places. Maybe Scarlet Market would have some, you know, like
sexy shield.
Annie Parr. Annie Parr. I said Annie Parr.
Yeah, we always forget.
Fell off a truck type of shields.
oh my God, wait, what is that? You mean like stolen? Can we go there? Yes. Yes, Gwen. Yes.
That sounds like a good kind of shield.
No, well, but here's the thing is that you pay a lot for that shield, more than it's worth.
You would pay more for the ones that were like, oh, that's a weird racket. Why the fuck would I charge more for crappy goods?
You could get things you couldn't buy in a normal store. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm saying, Gwen, what if the shields were stolen from an evil overlord in an oppressive society? Is that okay for Bathwack to buy?
Well, I mean, if he's buying it and not stealing it.
Yeah, but what if it was stolen? That's what you were upset by before. It was stolen in order to get to Bathwack. How far along the chain do we have to trace it? Like, what if it was stolen 50 times, 25 times by a good person, 25 times by a bad person?
As long as there's As long as there's a certificate of authenticity, I think that's okay.
Whoa, you're a nerd. Oh. That's cool. I didn't know that, but I'm satisfied with that answer. I knew that Gwen was a nerd.
We're gonna get to the store. We're gonna be like, can we have a certificate of authenticity?
Do we just need to come up with a different word other than stolen to use around Gwen? Is that really what we need to do just to make everybody feel all right?
That's amazing.
Maybe borrowed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Borrowed. It's this lovely little tiny library situation.
Refurbished.
That's the word.
Perfect.
All right. Where are we going?
I don't know. We've gone a million places.
Yeah. Let's go through the Scarlet Market.
Okay. Cool.
I think that sounds fun.
Okay.
Where are the crossings? Where are the Beartaga River crossings?
You can see them
on
the map.
Where the river is?
Oh, there are a ton of them. There are three of them. Yeah.
There are two of them that look like they were on the map and one that looks like it maybe wasn't on the map, but I put it there because that's where you were and I needed you to go that way.
Weird. It's almost like you're manipulating us. Very strange.
So we could come down to that topmost crossing and get over to the Warrens.
Yep.
If we wanted to.
You definitely could.
All right. Well, I don't have strong feelings, but the Scarlet Market sounds fun, and I'm not tired.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, do we need to, like, did it make sense to you guys what she was saying about this place being, like, a place of, like, common whatever, or what did she say?
Yes, lucidity.
Like, does that matter at all, do you think?
I think that if things start to go wobbly for us, we should just run back here.
Oh, God.
I mean, since Gwen has like memory issues and stuff like that, does she feel any different like around here?
So you start to pay attention to that, and yeah, you feel like it is easier for you to focus on the reality that you know currently, and it's easier to reconcile that with the sort of the existence you had previously.
Okay.
You feel like this location is a place of power of some type.
Yeah, it is pretty nice here, guys.
Do I feel any different? I haven't really noticed the schism, so.
Yeah, but I mean, you feel like the statue itself, Bathwack, like it has, like, there's some sort of power, like, within it, like, that you can, it despite you not having this dichotomy in your brain, you can feel something radiating out from this sort of epicenter.
It sure feels like
normal to me.
I'm going
to touch the statue before we go.
Okay.
And you disappear.
Bathwick reaches out and touches the statue. Uh-oh. And you all hear... You all hear it, just
is
like
it
you did
our
before.
Brains or in our ears?
You can't tell.
Wow.
It's too loud.
Okay.
Bathwack touches the statue. And then all of a sudden, standing before you is a 6 foot, however tall, Bathwack. However tall he was before.
No. He's restored.
Wait.
Or is there a new one?
There's not two Bathwacks, sorry. Okay. No, there's just the one.
Oh, I thought it was two Bathwacks. That was terrifying.
The short one
wait,
and the tall
so wait,
one.
He's just 6 foot tall. Does he have the hair?
Whatever, 6X. I forget the exact amount. The normal amount.
Does he have hair?
He does have hair.
Does have hair. Wow, he's 6 foot tall. He does have hair. Does he
Rafina
have a crown?
Touches the statue. I want to be tall too!
Oh my God, what happens?
Is the statue 3'5"? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Is the character that I'm playing actually somewhere else now?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, that's a metaphysical question you'll have to reconcile within your own self. But yeah. that 3 foot X tall Bathwack is not here, and the 6 foot 10 or whatever Bathwack is here.
Oh, you're back.
Do I feel? I mean, aside from being taller. Yeah, this feels better. This feels like how things used to be. Do I actually feel different other than just changing size?
Not really.
No.
You all feel like, Gwen, you feel that sort of that dichotomy, whatever, still being suppressed, but you don't, all of you don't really feel that power anymore.
The waterfall? Oh, the
just
power
generally,
of the spot?
Like from the spot. Yeah, you don't really feel that as strongly anymore.
Oh shoot!
What? Oh, wait, oh, like you mean he it, like drained a little bit.
Oh. Whoa! Wait, like this place isn't that safe anymore? Like the safe feeling that we had?
No, no, no. It's just like you felt like this sort of energy radiating out from the statue. You don't feel it as strongly anymore.
Okay.
And yeah, you Rafina, you touch the statue and you don't change size.
Does anything else change? Am I suddenly wearing a bikini?
Do you sprout a tail? Were you wearing one before?
Under my clothes.
Well, then you still are.
Okay.
Woo!
It's how I get my socks to stay up.
Can I? I'm going to Shimi, find out if Bathwax still has a crown. Go touch the top of his head.
Well, you can see it. It's there.
Oh, it's there? Yeah. His hair was covering it. That's why I asked if he had hair.
Oh.
We fashioned his hair.
Sorry, I forgot about the
pompadour over the crown.
Okay. Shimi darts up and reaches up. Clink. Yeah, it's still there. That's why you got a crown on your head still.
Clink.
Sorry, Will told me to touch it.
Sorry, Bathwick also checks his head.
Yeah.
Sort of like doing a kind of double take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is the way you remember it being. And yeah, the crown is still on your head and you can't pull it off.
What does and you've that still got mean? A
Koopa Troopa hair.
Are we still hearing that sound? The
no.
waterfall? Okay, so it happened until he changed?
Mm-hmm. It was briefer than the Thalia moment.
Huh. Oh, wow. Did you guys hear that when these came out?
These?
Pointing to the crystals?
Oh, the crystals.
The waterfall?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
I did.
I love that sound.
I was just screaming a lot, though, so maybe that's what I was hearing.
Wait, but okay, Bathwick, what do you know about the waterfall? Have you told us everything? It used to be on your shield.
Nope.
No.
What? I mean, no, on your holy symbol.
It's still there.
Yeah, it's on his necklace that he made.
Mm-hmm. And it matches the one that Clockface had. Clockface made it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Does Clockface still have it?
You check, it's still there.
Oh, probably.
And there was one on the back of Thalia's back, and she didn't seem to know that. Are there any other waterfalls?
Yeah, on this pottery. We're going through my backpack.
Yes, that's right. That's right. We got the pottery way back a million years ago. I remember that. Is that all you know?
I just see it. I feel it sometimes.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't think I actually... Well, I don't know. Maybe it's in my mind. I don't know. I've seen it before.
But we all saw it too. And we heard it.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear it? Or is that the first time you've heard water?
What do you mean?
I mean like a water, like magical, like vision waterfall sounds like this. You heard it, right?
Well, when we were... Well, the first time you saw me, there was a waterfall.
Did you plan that so that we saw you with a waterfall, Bathwack? That's a little ridiculous.
That's kind of a diva
this
move.
This is exactly why I haven't liked you for as long as I've known you. God!
That's so funny. That's totally a coincidence.
I know, yeah. I know.
He lived there for 6 months waiting for people to walk by.
Curing zombies until you showed up.
That'd be like if you met me and I was standing on top of a casino pushing a therapist off the roof. Hello, I'm Will. This is what I'm all about. You know what I mean? Little ridiculous.
Where right. else? I'm pretty sure. Did Bathwick see a waterfall on that bridge going toward the Amber Temple?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, the mist cleared underneath the bridge and there was a waterfall there.
Yeah.
Wow. So if that, yeah, if I remember that correctly, I would say that too.
You would.
Yep. Why are we being haunted by waterfalls? Don't go chasing waterfalls.
What if waterfalls are chasing you, though?
Yeah, exactly. Don't let
what does T-Boss have to say about that?
You either.
Don't be chased by waterfalls.
Yeah, what's with you guys and waterfalls?
I don't have anything to do with waterfalls. It's this guy. And now I'm involved. I didn't ask to be, though.
Were there any waterfalls in Tivoli?
Are there? Roll for waterfalls. No, we're a river town. We don't have a waterfall in the middle of town, as far as I know, but probably when I get to Tivoli, it's just a river.
Statue of a man with a red robe and a shiny smile.
I mean...
Well, we shouldn't see a face. All week, guys.
All week. That's amazing. Haunted.
I loved it.
So amazing. Well, I mean, yeah, of course we have iconography of our patron god. Why wouldn't we? That's what people do who have gods.
Or patrons. I mean, I have the unicorn.
Right. I think Bathwack's trying to say that's what waterfalls are to him.
Okay.
So he's like saying, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Well, but I don't know. There's a lot of suspicious things. Even things that kind of seem correct seem a little wrong.
What's more suspicious?
What I'm saying.
Waterfalls or crystals that were the eyes?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you need to give us your ranking. Make a YouTube video.
A YouTube video.
Oh, God.
Give us your tier
top
ranking.
Top five things creepier than eyeballs.
Yep. Crystals.
Go.
We got S rank, A, B, and C.
All right. What are we doing? Are we going through the Scarlet Market? Is that
yes,
we're
walking
doing?
Toward the Scarlet Market.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Across the Green Grove.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye,
listen
lovely
pineapple. The sound of the waterfall that's now gone, but that's still in my ears.
Such a pleasant sound.
That's not, doesn't
so
sound very
soothing.
Peaceful.
Sounds like a sewage treatment plant.
I guess I maybe need to get an actual sound effect for that.
You should probably do that considering it's important.
Or maybe not.
Oh, God.
And you hear the waterfall.
Oh my God.
You mean that's not a waterfall? That's what happens totally. All the time.
Yeah, that's totally a waterfall.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So,
did you send a message?
Yeah, what
maybe?
Was that noise?
Oh, to somebody. Oh, okay. Not me.
Get out of here. Sounds.
It wasn't me.
Settings. Sound.
Who got the message?
Too little,
know.
Too late.
I never get sounds. Messages.
I know. So we're not very important, are we?
You get mind messages.
Oh my God, guys. Oh my God, is he going to send me a message? He's typing now. He did. Hey, he said, fuck you. Thanks. That's
and
an appropriate
it didn't make a
thing.
Sound.
It's appropriate thing to say to Will. Just fuck you. You dick. If I knew how to whisper, I'd say something even meaner.
But you don't know how to.
What? Yeah, I'm always afraid of whispering because I'm like, am I doing this right?
Yeah, exactly. Me too.
Yeah, everyone too. Could see it. Right.
Scary thing.
All right, are you playing the game?
Yes. Sorry. So yeah, you're walking back through the Scarlet Market.
Mm-hmm.
And though it is late at night, the Scarlet Market seems to be very busy.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's the place to be.
Yep. There's people all around. There's late night food establishments that are open.
Wow. How about shield shops?
You don't see any shield shops in Scarlet Market, at least labeled as such. Very quickly, though, you find yourselves in the midst of what you can only assume is the karaoke district. The karaoke district.
Karaoke.
Oh my gosh.
To be clear. Because you hear the cacophony of various instrumental tracks pulsing out of the doorways of different establishments.
Oh my gosh.
Which you understand are people accompanying given vocal tracks with different
instruments. I hope you understand it's spelled OK at the end, like O-K-A-Y.
Oh, of course I do. Karaoke.
Karaoke. Yeah. I'm rewriting mine.
Karaoke.
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 Karaoke. Okay.
So is it like really loud and mm-hmm. like really must all jangle together mm-hmm. and not the right?
Because there's
tones.
A lot of different places.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. also people are walking around each carrying like in Mary Poppins. Bert has like the bass drum attached to the harmonica, attached yeah. to a cymbal, attached to a trumpet. Uh-huh. Like they all have to carry their own instrument around. It's mm-hmm. really fun.
Yeah, aside from the karaoke bars, there's also just a ton of one-man bands just strolling around.
Wow. Okay, this is loud. This is a loud place, Rafina.
Boom. Boom. It's just people
Where did
walking.
You get those? Yeah, I know. I'm like looking to She has all these instruments on her suddenly.
Uh-huh.
Holy crap. Where did you get? Did Rafina just steal a bunch of instruments, or did they all
refurbish?
Did Rafina refurbish a bunch of old instruments that nobody wanted?
I wonder if there's if one of these bars used to be just for mouth harp karaoke. We should try that out because I have enough mouth harps for all of us.
Remember, guys, they've been in an old weird guy's mouth.
Not in.
I'm going to pass on the mouth harp.
Oh, my
teeth are getting away.
Can't we press to digitate them clean or something?
Yes, I can. But there are some things I feel like the spell is just probably not taking care of.
Like everything.
Probably not enough for me. Oh, man. All right. Are we doing this? Is this what we're doing now? Where do I get to run away from this district?
You tell... Well, I thought you wanted to be here.
In the karaoke... Karaoke? Wait, does this exist anywhere else? Karaoke?
What? Karaoke?
Yeah, karaoke.
Karaoke does.
Karaoke does? Okay.
Yeah, but not karaoke.
Okay. Okay. Rafina, I don't know how to play an instrument, I don't think.
Well, no one else does either. That's part of the fun.
Nobody knows, and that's why it's like this, huh?
Oh, so it's just a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing, doing stuff.
It sounds better than the calliope.
You're right! It does! No!
Oh, that was just like my cloven noise. That was
it.
No! Calliope!
All right.
That actually, that like they cancel each other out. I'm loving.
Oh God! No!
Oh my gosh! This is amazing.
Oh gosh! Wow.
So yeah, you make your way through the karaoke district, somehow unscathed. you head on through the Scarlet Market and eventually find your way back to the bridge that leads back over the river towards the Warrens and or Tinkertown.
Oh. I thought that was going to be way more fun, but it was just a bunch of instruments playing. What else is in the Scarlet Market? I must have missed it all.
There's some shady sellers selling herbs and stuff there.
What does that mean? Did you buy some marijuana that you're not
you
happy
keep talking
with?
About something, Gwen. You're hitting it as something, but you're not actually saying it. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, that's when we first came down the stairs, you know, I saw some shady people like that selling stuff, so.
Like the guy selling the shoes that Will bought?
Well, I mean, he didn't seem that shady.
I mean, he seemed a little shady. They were shoes made out of frog guts, and I bought them for Rafina because I thought she'd like them. Are you wearing them, Rafina?
Of course. Bounce, bounce.
Oh. You also need that sound. You need a bullfrog sound and a whatever the heck else sound.
Okay,
you just
bullfrog.
And waterfall.
And waterfall. Okay. Noted.
Noted.
Well, do you know of a place where they might sell refurbished shields? Or are we going to keep going? What are we doing, guys? I thought we kind of decided on the Scarlet Market, but maybe not.
I guess, yeah, we kind of blipped right over it, huh?
Sorry, where are you trying to go? I maybe misunderstood. What are you looking for?
Well, I thought we were kind of joking about it, but like all looking right, so, for a shield store in the Scarlet Market. Like, what is the Scarlet Market?
So you're going through the Scarlet Market, and it's less merchants and more like entertainment. You see there's like dance clubs, there's shows, there's bands and music and comedy clubs. You pass a couple taverns. There's the Ale Be Back Tavern. you pass a place called Mead and Potatoes. Things like that. So that's kind of the general vibe here in the Scarlet Market. It's about experiences. You don't see hands and fingers, but You're not like scouring every alleyway in the Scarlet Market. So you might have to ask around about that if you want to locate the hands and figures, hands and fingers puppet theater.
It's basically the entertainment district.
Well, so what, I guess we just, maybe I'm not, what is our priority right now? Are we trying to get Bathwick a shield or are we going to for a specific key?
It's kind of late. I mean, I guess we could try to get a key, but at this point, time of night, it's a little suspicious if we.
Yeah. No, but I thought it might be a good time to drop in on the city gang.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're more active at night or not, but, that's, definitely something. If they're out and about or if they're up, we can kind of see what's going on over there.
Do you think we should check them out from, like, a vantage point that might not be human first so they don't know we're looking at them? Like, I could turn into some kind of animal and fly over there, or, like, I could just fly over there since it's dark. Is it dark since it's nighttime?
It's dark.
I could just fly over there and check out the area, see if there's anything obvious.
I mean, if there are crowds there, they're probably not going to notice us anyway. Depends what it's like in the Warrens.
Yeah, what is it like in the Warrens, Rafina? Isn't it a housing district?
I mean, yeah, yes. It should be.
Yes, as far as you know, Rafina, the Warrens is like a... It's almost exclusively residential. It's not in a prejudiced way, but a little bit in terms of like more like lower income kind of stuff. Very tightly packed together.
Yep.
People sort of on top of each other, that kind of a thing.
It's named after these bunnies whose last name is Warren.
Warren Buffett.
No, yeah. Last name.
Buffett Warren.
Yeah,
Buffett Warren.
Warren. Very tightly packed together, if from what I remember. But we should go check it out if you want and find the Sooty Gang.
Okay, guys, but what do you mean find a gang? Guys, do you know what gangs are? Anybody? You don't just want to walk into their area and be like, hi, I'm from out of town. What's the Sooty Gang? Guys, we need to have a plan or something. We need to...
Okay, let's make a plan. I have an idea. Let's all be pulled up in the air by you when you're flying, and we can drop onto the roof. They will never see us coming. And
that sounds painful.
Yeah, and Rafina, while I really am flattered by how strong you think I am, I'm not that strong. I cannot carry these two giants. I can carry you, but I can't carry Bathwick.
It's okay. I can carry them. You just have to carry me.
Okay. Oh, Will's good. Not sure if the physics of that work.
No, he's sure they don't.
Okay, well, what's your plan, Will?
I don't have one. I didn't know we were going to go. Guys, I really thought we were going to go to like a salon or do some shopping. I thought we were going to do something a little fun. Well,
it's 10 o'clock at, or it's very late at night here.
Yeah. Man, do other cities close? Like, that's ridiculous. Tivoli never closes, especially at night. That's when everything fun happens. That's so stupid.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, you have your entertainment district over there, right? But I mean, like, I mean, Morrow's Inlet, you know, I always closed up shop by, like, you know, 7, 8 o'clock.
Maybe there's a lot of fun going on in the Warrens.
Yeah, so, like, how busy is it going to be in the streets? Are we going to stick out if we go over there and we look looking like we do? We look a little, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Bathwick, can you maybe shrink down again?
Yeah.
Why did we get told now? Look at him.
Folds up into a suitcase with a handle. Wearing a backpack, carrying Captain Clockface.
Yep, exactly. Captain Clockface the second.
Cockface.
Clock! I said clock! Said cock. Listeners, I said clock.
You said twerps. Anyway.
Leave a 5-star review and tell us what Eric really said.
I'm going to edit it so you say cock no matter what.
Oh, I'm being repressed. I'm being repressed.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What are we going to find out about these guys? You think we should really just jump on in and find out about a gang? I want to take a vacation. I've been adventuring for so long.
Why don't we just poke around and see if we can like just find like their base of operations? Not saying we have to jump into it, but at least kind of knowing where it's at and what's going on around it.
If we do that, I think we should split up and or use disguises. That's all I'm saying. If you want to be able to wander around this city otherwise, I don't
think... What kind of disguises?
I'm wearing a disguise. I'm twice as tall as I was a moment ago.
Yeah, I have crystals on my eyes.
Yeah, you guys, can you stay away from me so I don't change my appearance? Because I like the way I look.
And I'm Annie Parr.
Her fondant nose falls a little bit.
No, she takes a little bite out of it. Yeah, I'm Annie Parr.
Came from the pouch. That came from the pouch.
Oh, no. That's true. It sure did. That one really did.
I mean, nothing outrageous, just to kind of just blend in a little more. We're new. I don't know if people, the gang, if anything, a gang is going to be paying attention to their turf. So we can't just go wandering around where we think a gang might be looking the way we do. We have swords strapped to us. I am obviously incredibly magical looking, so people will be suspicious.
We've been walking around town like this the entire time. I don't see an issue with it.
But going up to a gang... Wait, go ahead.
We're not going up to it. We're just...
But if you're trying to find information out about a gang's... All right, fine. I'm going to disguise myself. Why don't you go walk your lollipop self over up to the gang's house and see how they treat you?
Are we going to pretend to be a gang members too? Or like a fellow gang?
No, I mean...
A cousin gang?
A cousin
a fellow gang.
Gang. A cousin gang.
Hello, fellow gang.
I mean, I'm not saying go up to their house or anything. I'm just saying, like, you know, let's just like poke around the Warrens and just see if we can see where their hideout is. Not go up to them and say, "Hi, we hear you have a key. Can we have it, please? Thank you."
Let's go get ourselves mugged.
Yeah. Please and thank you go a long way.
Yeah, so. Especially with gangs. That's always what I tell all my gangs. I go, listen, if somebody says please, you have to do what they say. And then all my little gang people run away and they follow that golden rule, Gwen. You are so right.
Yeah.
But Rufina, I also do like your idea, actually. I was wondering, I mean, in a way, kind of like the Ricardo plan, but like, if at some point we need to draw the gang out or like, you know, get to see how they respond to something, if we kind of make up our own gang, make up our own symbol, start spreading that somewhere, that could cause a little trouble. No, seriously, you think that's a bad idea? I mean, if we make it seem like there's some other activity, then we get to see them come out, react to what's going on. We kind of get a sense of what the gang's all about.
Yeah, we could
do that. A diversion?
Well, Rafina, did you just want to be a gang for fun? Because I can get you in on that action, but...
The thing is that I think if we pretended to be a gang, that then when we had to stop being a gang, I would be sad.
It Rafina, like we can be really a gang nice. Forever if you want.
Okay, good.
I don't know if I'm lying or not.
Was like, I get it now. Yeah, I am in.
Yes, exactly. Rafina's like, I want to be in a gang.
But we're a gang who's doing good.
We're a good, of course, we're a good gang.
We're a refurbishment gang.
A refurbishment
gang. We've got to move so many refurbished items, Shimi. This is going to be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We can get the good people to like help us with refurbished
talented
items.
Talented refurbisher.
Yeah. Me too.
The Rafina Furbishers.
Annie Parr! Sure, or maybe, but... I mean, in a way, we could maybe form a gang around a figurehead, Rafina, the murderer, and we could get, hey, we're coming for you, sooty gang. It's Rafina and the snakes. I don't know.
We got a snap a lot, though. We definitely got a snap.
You're a snake all the way.
It has to be worm.
When you're a worm.
Rafina and the worms. But it's got to be you guys, it can't be worms. It's got to be the Wimes. The Wimes. It's Rafina and the Wimes.
What's that's a Wime?
Guys, can you all say Wime? Say it with me. Wime. It's like a
Wime.
Yeah, there you go. Bethwack, yes.
Wine?
Wime.
Wime.
Oh, Wime.
Is that like worm?
Yeah, but it's like
worm.
Wime. A Wime.
I gotta say it like that because that's how they do it in the streets.
All right, we've got a plan. Let's go.
What is our plan? We're Rafina and the worms. Are we gonna try to draw them out, or are we gonna go up into that district and?
Is this reconnaissance? Is this?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Antagonism. Is that a word?
Is this blowing Rafina's cover?
Yep.
Well, like, I just need more fondant to look like Rafina.
That's what you need fondant for, Rafina, sure.
I don't have any more.
I just need fondant and a fork.
Stylist.
I like the idea that we're going to build more of a Rafina face on the old face, though, and it's going to end up looking like one of those fake heads.
Oh, yeah, like in the parades in where, yes. I don't even, is that Rio?
Yeah,
is that Rio de Janeiro? The
yeah.
Yeah, but.
Oh, and that's how we win the grand staircase race.
Settled. We did it. Plan set.
If my head's too big, I'm going to hit the pavement when I cartwheel. It's going to be a problem.
Oh, shit.
All right. I'm fine. If you guys want to head over there, but I'm going to change into like a bird or like a raven or something. So
what?
That nobody can. What? I'm going to change into. Wait a second. I think this cloak. I'm going to look at my cloak because I think it allows me to polymorph into a bat for once a day.
It does.
Oh, my God. All right. Wait a second. Yeah, I don't even have to cast a spell. It's my lovely cloak. Thanks, Lord Strahd, my best friend in the whole world.
I thought he was bad.
He was bad. I'm being sarcastic.
Wait, so you have something from him that you're using?
Yes, I do. Yes,
I do. Did you refurbish it, Will?
I refurbished the shit out of it. And look, Rafina hemmed the bottom because it looked like a stupid bat wing before, but now it has a nice purple stripe.
I forgot about that.
I just made that up.
Oh.
I'm assuming that during one of our trips, I had mentioned to Rafina in game, do you think you could do something with this hem? Because it's a little ridiculous. And I think she said yes. So now I'm just making up that you did it.
I totally did it because of all that time we have at night to not sleep.
Yeah, exactly. We have nothing to do. So look at my nice strip.
Strip.
Strippy stripe.
Oh, it's time to strip?
That's save it for the classes.
Okay.
Where's Thalia?
Ooh. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Oh, Shimi. All right. Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna change into a bat. Any last words? Bathwack.
No, Gwen wants to just go walk around.
Oh, Gwen wants to go. Yeah, I know. That's fine, Gwen. You can go walk around. But Bathwack, I was wondering if you had any words of being a best friend for me to you. Ha ha ha. I turn into a bat and I fly away.
Wait, but I need to.
How am I going to be his bodyguard if he's flying away?
It's okay. You're not my bodyguard right now.
What's the contract say about when he's in bat form?
Oh, crap. It doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. What does it say?
Bathwack's also in bat form. Bat-thwack. So we're still okay. It's still fine.
That's right. I turn into a bat, except I don't. And then I flap my arms.
So yeah, I'll go over to the east-ish area. I'm panning. I'm checking it out to see if I see anything that might hurt them.
So, yeah, you bat will out. Turn sassily into a bat and flaps away into the night. And you're all standing there figuring out what you want to do. And you have about a week to figure out exactly what it's going to be, because we're going to find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
I thought you were going to say something happened to them and I just missed it because I'm not even there.
Oh, yeah, they all get 100 gold each. Someone's coming by. Here, 100 gold for everyone standing on this bridge who isn't a bat.
Is this gold stolen?
It's refurbished.
Oh, okay.
Rufina immediately puts it into the river.
And puts a toothpick in the bridge. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The city gang.
The city gang. Gwen just wants to make friends with them. And if they don't want to be friendly, she wants to eat them.
Well, that's a good way to be. Rufina wants to be a gang member.
Yeah.
Sounds so pleasant.
Because they get their blood brothers and stuff, man.
Yeah.
They get to be really close.
I hope that at some point during all of our shenanigans in the town, which we now know there are a lot of things we need to take care of, I hope that we do form our own gang and we have a name and a symbol. We need to think about that. I think we all need to come up with ideas.
I'm honestly very surprised that the group hasn't given itself a name.
Exactly. It's because we're not even known. We were in Barovia. No one knew who we were. And now we're here. Now we need a character, an NPC, to come up to us and be like, oh my God, you're that group that nobody knows about you because you have no name. And then we'll be motivated to be like, we got to have a name. So wherever we go.
And then you're all these each independent assholes who can't actually agree on anything.
Yeah, Will wouldn't want to.
No, not just Will. I don't think all of you are.
Independent assholes?
Uh-huh. In their own way.
I guess so.
I think so.
Gwen? She's just nice.
I think she is. I think she's a little holier than thou. She's got some of that going on.
We need it. We need somebody not saying it's bad. Has a good moral compass.
I've never cast a spell that killed someone by accident.
Yeah,
just on purpose. Whoops.
Yeah, you've just gnawed on a man's neck until blood squirted everywhere.
Oh, there's that.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.